Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm sipping a little coffee on the porch of my cabin this morning, listening to Western Swing and other things. Kind of been tapping my feet out here, listening to that music. But I've got some fun stuff I want to talk to you about today. This past week, I had the opportunity to go up to the upper end of Lake Fork, which is a renowned black bass, largemouth bass lake up in northeast Texas, but it's also home to a lot of wild hogs. The upper end of it there is just chock full of wild porkers up there. There's a lot of government land, we'll call it. It's like, you know, Sabine River Authority land. But I've got a buddy that has a ranch up there on a ridge just out of the bottoms. And those hogs come out of the bottoms back in there. There's probably one person a year that ever gets back into that thick stuff. But it's just hog haven. Jeff Rice, good friend of mine, has got the Buck and Bass Ranch, he calls it up there. But he keeps feeders going year-round. He has a passion like I do for hunting and eating wild pork. So we had a hunt, fun hunt up there. We cooked some pork, and I took a nice, what I call a meat hog. It weighed about 110 pounds. There was a bigger one, a big boar, probably 200 pounds that was with this one. But I was not looking for something to mount. I was looking for something to mount on that grill over some hardwood coals, to be honest with you. So we had a great time. And the backstraps from this pork, from this hog that I killed, I am cooking right now on my grill out here in front of the cabin. Thought I'd give you a good recipe to a way to cook backstrap. Now, you know, if you buy it at the grocery store, pork loin, it's called. But it's one of the it is the most tender cut of a wild hog or a domestic hog for that matter. Here's the way I do it. I take it, say you've got your backstrap, and say for instance it's from a wild hog, and it's probably not going to be as big as a domestic backstrap. Say it's about 3.5 inches diameter. Well, I will butterfly it lengthwise right down the middle. Actually, it's probably going to be about 14, 16 inches long. I'll cut it in half and make two pieces. But butterfly it, and then I will flatten it out a little bit. You don't want to cut it all the way through, but leave it where you can just open it up like a hot dog bun. And then, you know, you can use a meat hammer, tenderizing hammer, whatever, but you want to flatten it out to some degree. And then season it really good with some garlic powder, salt and pepper, or your favorite dry seasoning. Whatever you like, you can season it with. And I like to let it set in the refrigerator overnight or 24 hours if you want to. Let the meat take that seasoning really good. Then open that thing back up like a hot dog bun, and chop some jalapeno pretty fine. Dice up, you know, quite a bit of jalapeno and sprinkle that over it. And then take some cream cheese, and just like you were going to put, say, mayonnaise on a hamburger bun, take that cream cheese and spread it over the inside of that opened up pork loin. Now, you're getting there. It's almost ready to cook. The next thing I do, I'll take one strip of fatty bacon and lay it over the jalapeno and the cream cheese. And then I will close it back up and wrap it with, it'll usually take 4 or 5 pieces of strips of bacon to seal it, you know, wrap it all the way around, secure that bacon with a toothpick. That is exactly what I've got on my campfire over some hickory coals. Right now, I'm going to let it cook for probably, well, I don't like to get it too, you know, overdone. So I've got it kind of on the side of the coals, and I'm going to, you know, just kind of let it cook probably a couple of hours, real slow. Now, if you had it right over the coals and you were cooking it hot, you could probably, you know, turn it out in 20 or 30 minutes. But I like all those flavors to infuse in that meat. Folks, we're just about out of time. I've had fun bringing today's show to you. These shows are unrehearsed, of course, as you can easily tell, but they're also archived at hppr.org. You can go there and listen anytime. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke & Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.